Listening Library presents Paper Towns by John Green. Read for you by Dan John Miller.
Dedication. To Julie Strauss Gable, without whom none of this could have become real.
And after, when we went outside to look at her finished lantern from the road, I said I liked the way her light shone through the face that flickered in the dark. Jack-o'-lantern. Katrina Vandenberg from Atlas. People say friends don't destroy one another. What do they know about friends? Game shows touch our lives. The Mountain Goats. Prologue. The way I figure it, everyone gets a miracle. Like, I will probably never be struck by lightning, or win a Nobel Prize, or become the dictator of a small nation in the Pacific Islands, or contract terminal ear cancer, or spontaneously combust. But if you consider all the unlikely things together, at least one of them will probably happen to each of us. I could have seen it rain frogs. I could have stepped foot on Mars. I could have been eaten by a whale. I could have married the Queen of England, or survived months at sea. But my miracle was different. My miracle was this. Out of all the houses, in all the subdivisions, in all of Florida, I ended up living next door to Margot Roth Spiegelman. Our subdivision, Jefferson Park, used to be a Navy base. But then the Navy didn't need it anymore, so it returned the land to the citizens of Orlando, Florida, who decided to build a massive subdivision, because that's what Florida does with land. My parents and